The World of Downton Abbey by Jessica Fellows, with a foreword by Julian Fellows.
The recording of this book has been supported by the Ranmore Charitable Trust.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Foreword. I've always enjoyed country houses. There is something about their completeness, with their different rooms and offices catering to almost every need, making up a microcosm of a complete world that is very satisfactory to me. But as a child, wandering around the homes of my parents' friends and relations, I was aware that I was looking at the remains of a way of life that, with rare exceptions, was no longer being lived in by them. Those empty attic rooms, often still boasting an iron bedstead or a dusty cupboard with vacant nameplate holders on the doors, spoke of a once crowded place, peopled then only by ghosts. Those echoing stables full of abandoned toys and rusting gardening equipment, those vast kitchens jammed with discarded luggage and broken bicycles and signs for use in the village fete, were haunted to my childish eyes by shadows of what used to be. Of course, I grew up in the sad years for these monuments to the past. They had lost their value as the aristocracy largely threw in the towel after the war, and in the 1950s they could hardly be given as presents. Instead, palace after great palace